This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
What's going on, man?
Talking to A, that's my OG, gave me my name, must have been 13.
Wiki is the stage name of a rapper who was born Patrick Morales. He started making a name in rap circles here in New York when he was just in high school. He formed a collective with his friends called Letter Racer. A few years later, Wiki's debut album is just out, and it's getting great reviews in the music press. The record is called No Mountains in Manhattan, which is a true statement, and it's kind of a love letter to the city. Last year, nightlife editor Matt Trammell talked to Wiki for the Radio Hour after he released his mixtape called Lil Me. The songs are about growing up and moving out of his mom's house uptown.
Yeah, we're in Chinatown. This is the crib, the Letter Racer headquarters, kind of, you know what I mean? But we live here, too. That's the kitchen. It's pretty regular in there. There's some bugs and stuff.
So Wiki is a pretty tiny kid, big mat of hair. He has two missing front teeth, but he wears it well.
This is my room right here.
You guys record out of this bedroom?
Yeah, we record right here. Sammy helps me out with recording. He lives with us, too.
His apartment was a bit of a flop house for him and his friends. A bunch of art on the walls and junk all over the ground, flip-flops everywhere.
How long you been here, Wick?
I've been here about a year.
Growing up.
Yeah.
Talks a lot about, you know, this sort of transitional moment that he's in, growing up, being from the city and sort of seeing the country, touring as an artist, and made this really great song about moving out of his mom's apartment. Tell you about living with my mom.
I really, really loved the record and the video, Living With My Mom. Like, I was a fan of yours for some time, but that video just felt so different for you to do, so fun, so funny. The song is just, like, a dope song, and it's something that I think a lot of people your age can relate to, you know?
I mean, it's just, like, regular growing up, but it was kind of cool because it was, like, I was traveling a lot. Like, we would be in Europe and be, in like, around the country. I'm on the road, I'm driving, I'm flying, I don't even know. It's wherever the label tell me to go. Whatever I'm able to get better, show. Yeah, I know it, live it, spitting, getting money that I blow. Everything's popping off, you're like in the hotel, you're like getting put up somewhere, but then when you go back home, it's just like regular old, like still like trying to sneak around and smoke, like when your mom's like not there, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. She's like folding clothes for you to send you off into like the tour van. You know, you don't necessarily have that these days, like, you know?
Now I'm like free to like chill, but I gotta like grow up and learn to clean my room.
There's a trade-off, right? So how far away is your mom's apartment now? Like, do you guys live?
Oh, yeah, she lives uptown on the Upper West Side in like 86, so she's not far. I should probably visit her more, but she's still not there. Actually, she came out to, when we played in Philly, she came out.
Oh, nice,
so it was cool, she saw it. We're lucky, people from New York, kids from New York, because I know kids that be out here and they're like, yo, I lost my job, like, I have to go back to Michigan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But like, for us, we're like, oh, yeah, whatever, and then like, you just kind of could go back and sleep in your mom's couch if you really, you know what I mean? Like, I gotta go back to the Upper West Side.
Right,
come on,
right,
like, not, right. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
and she's still like, you can come home anytime, this music stuff. Something doesn't work out, you could come home.
I don't know. She is a little hard on me, but she would definitely hold me down for sure.
Wiki, you're how old?
22.
And you grew up on the Upper West Side?
Yeah.
You went to school up there? Like, yeah. Where did you go to school?
110th. Okay, Cathedral cool. School. And then I went to Brooklyn Friends for high school.
Okay, nice, nice. I know a lot of kids that went to private schools in New York. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, one of the strangest, like, demographics of New Yorkers, yeah, I would definitely. Say.
Yeah, and it's, like, Slicky Boy be chilling with Madonna's daughter. Like, you never know, you know what I mean? Like, that's the New York shit. Like, that's tight.
There's kind of, like, an equalizing that, like, happens. Yeah, You're all still like, knuckleheads.
For sure.
The Arnold Palmer video you guys put out, there's, like, Genesis Evans and, like, this rapper and, like, there's, like, all these kids from, like, all these different little pockets that kind of get, like, brought together by, like, one thing. Called you back on 66 and we met back for the three and we went wherever we went all the time we spent. Damn, oh, now we paying rent, but we won't forget where you from, where you went, where you raised from. We some muds, we some muds. We're all just kind of, like, weirdos, I think, honestly. We're all unique. They're characters, you know what I mean? And it's like, when I was younger, I always thought you had to be like, oh, are you into rap? Are you into, like, punk? Are you into this? Like, all these things. But what's cool about New York, it's kind of, I guess also the internet opened that up. Everyone's kind of into everything. But I realized, like, I don't have to be, like, the rapper kid or the punk kid. I can be in a punk band and be rapping and do, you know what I mean? Like, kind of just, like, be me, you know what I'm saying? Whatever I was into. So, I definitely came to talk about Lil Me, the mixtape that you put out in December.
Yeah.
That was like your sort of first solo Wiki project since Rat King really took off. Rat King was about contrast between like noise stuff and rap stuff, you sort of like piercing through all of that. Lil Me just sort of cleared everything up.
Yeah, well, I knew I wanted to work on a solo project, and then I feel like Rat King, I would write more like for like the city or something, or for everyone. This was more like personal. I think probably one of the first verses I wrote for that was like on Lil Me, the track, where I'm like, my wife, tell me you gotta pray before my flight, do it for a sake and for a sight, you know what I mean? Do it just to make it through the night. I'm a seismic nice, try to check, hit it with my fingers in it at its height, thinking that I'm little at the sight. I'm bigger cause I'm bright, words speak volumes, I'm riddling it right. Y'all can't even fiddle with the mic. Hat the kids, days out, need riddling the right. Kidding, I'm a get 'em when it's right. Gotta wait for the right time. I remember writing that when my girl was like asleep on the couch. And then like I remember talking to Sport and being like, yo, I need a beat for this. It's a great wide world, it's just little old me, it's
just little old me, baby. You get into it on the record, but what does that title mean to you?
Well, yeah, it's just like realizing like the world's bigger than the city, kinda, and like growing up a bit, and it's like growing up but then realizing I'm still young, you know what I mean? Like, and that's part of growing up, being able to call yourself immature, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just little me, like, take it for what it is, and like, but then kind of like having pride behind it. If it ain't God in the city, no me, in the train, in the prom, in the ab, in the street. We the messages in smoke blunt, so you see, sitting top of stoop, thinking, who really run the city? That's me, still getting hit with dickens, doing it, the shit we need, I'll get it, man. Try to do me till I'm dead, man. Always was a little kid, and I will.
Nightlife editor Matt Tramiel spoke with the rapper Wiki last year. Wiki's album on XL Records, No Mountains in Manhattan, is out now. Never try to take me down with it, getting used to the dog, and I'm feeling just trying to get juiced in the dog. Gotta value my life, gotta wipe down home, so I gotta be a dog, gotta be a grown ass.